السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. صدق الله العظيم. All praise and all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity of gathering in the house of Allah Ta'ala on this Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala that He allows us to see many, many more days of Jumu'ah with afiyat. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala that He allows us to appreciate this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. And we also make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that He allows the last day of our earthly life to be this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. The topic that I wish to discuss today is the topic of shukr, of being grateful and thankful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for His numerous bounties upon us. That in one ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to enumerate, if you try to quantify the amount of bounties Allah Ta'ala has given you, you'll never ever be able to do so. How can you ever, when you don't even know how many bounties there are, you can't even understand the bounties of Allah Ta'ala upon us. The beginning point of ours was Jannat, the end point is Jannat. In between, Allah Ta'ala has given us so many ni'mat, so many bounties. We don't even know that end point in Jannat, what bounties Allah Ta'ala has kept for us there. In this world also, we don't understand. How will we ever be able to quantify the ni'mats of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And on the other side, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala mentions that if you are grateful, if you are thankful for the bounties that I have blessed you with, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. La ya is for emphasis. At the end you got noon with the tashaddud. So that also with the tajdeed. So this is also for emphasis. So it's emphasis upon emphasis. That if you are grateful, la azidannakum, I will definitely increase for you the ni'mat that I have given you. So shukr is not a small thing. Shukr in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is a very, very big thing. In this world, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that it's an abode of trials. It's an abode of tribulations. And sometimes the trials and sometimes the conditions that we go through will be conditions that are relevant to us, conditions that we like, conditions that are palatable to us, conditions that meet our temperament and nature. And there will be conditions that we will experience that go against our temperament, go against our nature. So Allah Ta'ala has made this world such, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah Ta'ala has created death, Allah has created life to test you which one from amongst you can do the best of actions. So a person will be tested in this world. He will be tested as far as his health is concerned. He will be tested as far as sickness is concerned. A person will be tested as far as wealth is concerned. Sometimes a person will be given a lot of wealth. That is also a test for him. Sometimes a person will be put into poverty. That poverty is also a test for him. Allah Ta'ala wants to see which one of us is true in our love to Allah Ta'ala. And only when a person is put through trials, he's put through the test, a person that is writing an examination, the only time you can see the real, the essence of this person's knowledge, what he's got, is when that imtihan, that examination comes, now he can be tested. So like that in this world, Allah Ta'ala puts us to test our loyalty. That what is the level of love that you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When things are good and things are going easy, then it is easy to make shukr. But when we go through that difficulty, what is that level of gratitude we're showing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In one hadith, Hazrat Suhaib radiallahu anhu, he mentions as far as his believer is concerned, and the test, the trials that he goes through in this world. He says, beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ. That how strange is the matter of a believer. Every single condition is goodness for him. Doesn't matter, it's a condition that appears, outwardly appears to be difficult. In that Allah Ta'ala has left goodness also. A condition that outwardly appears to be good for a true believer, one that is truly loyal to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, For him, that condition of goodness is good, and that condition of difficulty is good. And he says that this is only for a believer. For a non-Muslim or a person that is not a believer, this condition is not like that. Allah Ta'ala has made it. One person so nicely, he gave an example. He says it's like the tossing of a coin. He says sometimes a person, if he chooses heads and his tails, then he loses. And if he chooses tails and his head, he loses. He says, but Allah Ta'ala has made it such that conditions that come to us, heads we win and tails we win. It doesn't matter what condition is coming to us, but it's from Allah. We are happy, we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala and we accept it. In both conditions we win. So this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ This condition is only for a believer. He goes on to say, in أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ That if any type of difficulty, sorry, any type of ease comes to a person, he makes shukr to Allah. Allah, this condition you have given me, you've given me children, you've given me family, you've given me deen, you've given me iman, you've given me masajid, oh Allah, I'm being grateful to you. And then, وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ دَرَّاءَ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ So when shukr comes, when good condition comes, شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ That is good for him. Difficulties come, this person is making sabr, فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ Muslim Sharif riwayat, that this person makes sabr, that also is good for him. And if we look at it, how much Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. Look at it in this country alone. We don't have to look too far. Recently there were some ulama giving their report backs of their trips that they made to Africa to go and look at the madrasas that are there and oversee it. Sometimes the conditions are so poor, so pathetic, that we got our children that so fortunate that we got a host of madrasas, that there's a choice of madrasas that a child can go to. The child is taken, most of the time is taken by vehicle, by car, by some form of transport, and is dropped off at the madrasa. There are children that walk 2-3 kilometers in the jungles, in the wilderness, in the villages to get to the madrasa. So they were saying there was one child that was coming to madrasa walking in this wilderness. A crocodile had eaten this child up. So this is the dangerous condition, but they're still sending the children to madrasa. And look at this, look at one ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us, this ni'mat of water. Did we ever think what a great ni'mat this is? That a person after, when he goes home, he's going to sit down to eat. And before he goes to sit down to eat, he'll go to the corner of the room, he'll turn one instrument, and clean drinking water will come out from there. Do we know that 9 out of 10 Muslims in Africa don't have this privilege? They can just turn one instrument in their home and clean drinking water is coming out from there. And this clean drinking water, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. We use the drinking water to water our gardens. We use it to wash our cars. We use it to have baths. We use it to shower. We use it to make wudu. We use that clean drinking water even to flush the toilet. But this is such a privilege that 9 out of 10 Muslims in Africa don't have that. But yet, did we ever think of it being a ni'mat? Once we were in Jamaat, in Mozambique, and we went to one town, and in this, sorry, a village. And when we went to the village, we seen that there was no form of clean drinking water, except that water that you had to pull out of the well. And when that water was pulled out of the well also, we were told that we need to boil it so that it becomes sterilized in some form. But when we would drink it, it was so sandy that it was not palatable. You could not even drink it. It was unthinkable that we would see lines and queues of people running every morning with 20-liter, 30-liter containers on their heads, walking just to wait to get water for the day. And this water was not even palatable. We couldn't drink it. So somebody came up with the idea, what we can do, let's buy some juice and mix it, that concentrated juice. Let's mix it with the water and we can try and drink it. We tried that also. It was still unpalatable. To get that sandy taste in the mouth, we are not used to something like this. So somebody said, let's live on cool drinks. We tried that for a short while, but it was almost impossible. You cannot live on cool drinks. So one person made an arrangement that there's somebody traveling from Durban to Mozambique, to Maputo, every week. So we'll send containers, or we'll give him containers, and he must bring water from Durban to Mozambique, so that our Jamaat could get water to drink. And when that water would come, the people in the Jamaat would be so excited that we got Durban water to drink. What we got? Durban water to drink. Something that we take granted for every day. Did we ever look at the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has favored us? Allah Ta'ala has given us deen, Allah has given us masajid, Allah Ta'ala has given us food. There are many people out there who are starving. Some villages we go to in Africa, you'll find that the only thing they have for the day, the family, is some type of rice that is cooked. And that one rice dish, without any curry, without any gravy upon it, is eaten by the whole family. If there is left over for lunch, from lunch, they'll eat that for supper. And for breakfast, they're scraping the pot if there's anything, just to give the children and the family before they go out for the day. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with so much of food. Allah has blessed us with so much of deen. Allah has blessed us with so much of ni'mat. Did we ever think that we should be making shukr for this? So when a person has this quality of shukr, then he doesn't complain. Complain goes out of the window. But there is something known also as sabr. That will be a different topic, inshallah, we'll discuss when we have more time. But when a person has a high level of sabr, then automatically shukr flows from his tongue. All the time this person is grateful. There was a great tabi by the name of Urwa bin Zubair, rahmatullah alayhi. On one occasion he went to visit Walid ibn Abdul Malik, rahmatullah alayhi. So he went to visit him. He was the governor at that time. And whilst on the way, he picked up a sore on his leg. So that sore, that infection began to spread. So by the time he reached Walid ibn Abdul Malik, he told him that, you know what, arrange for a doctor. I need this leg to be amputated. That infection had spread quite badly. So the doctor had come and wanted to give him a sedative. Wanted to give that Urwa bin Zubair, rahmatullah alayhi, the sedative. So he said, I cannot take anything that will make me ghafil of Allah Ta'ala. How can I take something that is going to make me unmindful of Allah Ta'ala? I'm here to recognize Allah Ta'ala and you're going to give me something that's going to make me unmindful. This was that high level of connection. It's not something for us to practice upon. But that high level of connection he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, when the doctor had put the blade on his leg, he cut it. There wasn't even one word of complaint against Allah subhanahu. Nothing. No word of complaint, nothing. He said there was slight hiss now and then due to pain, natural hiss. But besides that, there was nothing. When that leg of his was put on the tray now to take away, so he says something and he makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Imagine, leg is amputated at that time. Many people go into a depression. They need to go counseling after having an amputation. But he makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala and he says, oh Allah, that only you and I know that this leg was never used even once in your disobedience. I make shukr to you, Allah Ta'ala, that you have given me that privilege of this leg is now gone, but it wasn't used in your disobedience. On that same trip of his, what had happened was his young son was playing on the stable roof and he had slipped from the stable roof. And that son of his, when he fell, the animals, horses ran over him and this young child had passed away. Allah Ta'ala tests different people in different ways, but there is lessons for us to take from this. So when he was tested like this, the child had passed away. He said something. He said, oh Allah, I had 7 sons. You took away one and you left 6 sons for me. I make shukr to you. On that occasion of that difficulty, what he's doing? He's making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And then he said, oh Allah, I had 4 limbs, 2 hands, 2 legs. Oh Allah, you took one away and you left 3 for me. So in other words, he's looking at the positive side of everything. And then he goes on and he says, I take an oath, oh Allah, in your name, that if something you take away from a person, you still leave him with that which will suffice him. You still leave him with that will be sufficient for him. It's not that you take everything away from him. This is your kindness and this is your favor, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he goes on to say, O Allah, if you test a person, you also grant him comfort. If you test anybody, then you're also granting the person comfort. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he would say something. This is all lessons of shukr for us. And we don't ever complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu would say that when any calamity afflicted me, I would find that Allah Ta'ala had hidden, Allah had kept in that calamity, in that difficulty that Allah Ta'ala had given me. Allah had hidden 3 special bounties in there. Imagine, this is a person has got love for Allah, he knows the condition is coming from Allah, he'll find bounties, he'll find favors even in difficulties. So he says the first bounty I found in that difficulty that Allah Ta'ala had sent to me was that when this calamity occurred, it was a calamity that affected my dunya, it didn't affect my deen. In other words, something of my dunya got affected, my deen didn't get affected. So this a calamity that affects a person's deen, for example, he was a person that was reading namaz, you would see him coming to the masjid all the time, and suddenly when calamity affects him as far as his deen is concerned, this person is no longer coming to the masjid any longer. Or he used to read Quran Sharif every day, he stopped reading Quran Sharif. Like that, this person was very particular about being careful and taking care of his parents and his family, and suddenly all that turns around, that is a calamity as far as deen is concerned. So he says, oh Allah, thank you that you haven't made any calamity afflict me as far as my deen. This is just dunya. That is only, so this is a kindness from your side. The next shukr that I make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that whatever the difficulty was, Allah, it could have been worse. Undoubtedly, whatever it is, if a person now is bedridden, a person cannot move, that sickness could have been worse. Allah Ta'ala stopped it at a certain point. Allah Ta'ala left it at a certain point. Allah, I'm making shukr to you that it could have been worse, you left it at this. And the third ni'mah that I make to Allah Ta'ala is that, Wallah, you're making this an opportunity for immense reward for me coming in the akhirat. Immense reward coming for me in the akhirat. It is mentioned in the hadith that Allah Ta'ala, when He wishes a certain rank for a person, He was to give a person a very, very high rank. But this person, via his actions, is not doing enough to gain or attain that rank. So it's as though Allah Ta'ala is giving, this is my words, Allah Ta'ala is giving a person a booster pack. That here is a booster pack to cause you to launch and get that position, that high position which Allah Ta'ala wants to give to you from His favor. And what is that booster pack that Allah Ta'ala gives him? He puts him into difficulties, hardship, some type of difficulties. Sometimes it's with the children, sometimes it's with the wife, sometimes it's with the family, sometimes it's far as money is concerned. Allah Ta'ala puts a person through difficulty. It's not something that we need to be sad about. Thank Allah Ta'ala. Allah, you're giving me a great chance to get so high. My actions are so weak, but you've given me this booster pack of difficulties. This is a great ni'mat from your side. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali would say that what a person can reach by difficulties and grief, he can never ever reach by his good actions. That what power Allah Ta'ala has left in the difficulty and grief that we go through, that we can't reach by our good actions. So this difficulty, there's great goodness in it. I'll finish off with one incident. There was one person that we had visited when we went for Gush once. So he left a story, so to speak, or advices, so to speak, that left us thinking. This person was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And he was there, bedridden, he was at home. So he says that when I look at any person that is young, that is healthy, that is running, that is moving, the first thought that comes to my mind is that I can see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala on this person. You can only appreciate the Qudrat and the power of health and goodness when you are going through the sickness. The next thing he said that I look at my condition, that I am in this cancer condition. He says, but I make great shukr to Allah Ta'ala. I am grateful to Allah Ta'ala. And then he goes on to say, he says, when Allah Ta'ala had given me good parents, had given me a good house, given me a good family, I never asked Allah, why me? He says, then Allah Ta'ala had caused it such that He given me a good business. I was very fortunate that Allah gave me halal income. I had gone for Umrah, I had gone for Hajj. I never asked Allah Ta'ala, why me? Allah took me out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. I never asked Allah Ta'ala, why me? Allah allowed me to see the day that my children grow up in front of me, my grandchildren. I never asked Allah Ta'ala, why me? Allah Ta'ala allowed me to see many, many good conditions. Allah had given me, even in this condition, a good family. I never asked Allah Ta'ala, why me? Now when the sickness come, why should I ask Allah, why me? In other words, Allah had blessed me and is still blessing me. I never asked Allah Ta'ala, why you blessed me? So when the difficulty comes, should I be asking Allah Ta'ala, why me? My time has run out. Anyway, the crux of the talk today is that shukr is a very, very great ni'mat from the side of Allah Ta'ala. If we have shukr in our life, it will allow us to pass life very, very easily. All the time we'll be looking for positive in things. We'll be taking the positive from things. We'll be looking at who is giving us this. And one easy recipe from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bring shukr in our life, to bring gratitude in our life. Unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum, wa la tanzuru ila man huwa fawqakum. In worldly matters, look at those that are less fortunate. In worldly matters, look at those that are less fortunate than you. If you got a car and you're complaining that why you got such an old car, look at those that don't have cars. If you got a house, look at those people that are sleeping every night on the streets. Make shukr to Allah, Allah, you give me a roof over my head. Then we will be thankful. Allah Ta'ala has given us, if I don't have a car, Allah, you've given me a motorbike. There are some people that don't even have legs. Allah, you've given me shoes. There are some people that can't even walk. A person is always looking at those who are below him, and he's making shukr to Allah. وَلَا تَنْزُرُوا إِلَىٰ مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقَكُمْ. Don't ever look at those people that are more privileged than you as far as the world is concerned. This is a very easy recipe to gaining shukr in our lives. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.